large discharging sore that has a core in the middle. That's called a
boil.
Yeah, and the stuff inside a boil is
matter.
And if a person is shot by a pistol, he suffers a bullet
wound.
And if a wound or any kind of a sore doesn't heal properly, it might get some white stuff around it that has to be burned out with alum. Something used to burn it out with alum. You don't hear as much of this as you used to. The people used to always talk about
proud flesh.
Yeah, again,
proud flesh, we call
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and
we had a horse one time that had the thrash machine in the barn floor,
yeah.
and went back in and tried to turn around and see a bolt was sticking out.
Yeah.
Just ripped that, and then proud flesh got in. We had the doctor.
They get it all out then?
Yeah.
Was that on a horse or on?
On a horse, yeah.
Uh-huh. I didn't know horses got it too, yeah.
Yeah. But she was then, say, a 3 or 4 year old, and
uh-huh.
we kept her till I think she's 20 some years
uh-huh.
old.
That the, something that you used to put on cuts to protect them so you don't get,
proud flesh.
Yeah, well, no, this is so you don't get, so it doesn't get infected.
Yeah.
Put on, this is a brown stuff, a brown liquid.
Iodine.
Yeah. And then a person was alive yesterday, and say last night he
died.
Yeah, and it didn't know the cause. You say, I don't know what he died.
With what kind of disease?
Yeah, but would you say, I don't know what he, I don't know how, just finish the sentence. I don't know what he died.
With?
Sure. And any, now if you might say last night he died, but if you were talking to the family and you wanted to be more...
He passed away.
Sure. And any crude terms that the kids might use, say that mean old guy, he finally...
Passed away.
All right. Well, I mean, if any crude terms that you've ever heard, like kick...
I don't know.
Okay. Like kick the bucket or pegged out?
Yeah. I never used it.
No. Okay. And then a place where a burial is done is the...
Funeral home.
Yeah, and then the actual burying is done out at the...
Cemetery.
And then do you make any distinction between the kind that a family has or the kind that just a little one near a churchyard or what, a great big one in town?
Well, you know, so many funerals now are held at a funeral home.
Uh-huh.
But when I grew up, they had to burn them the next day almost, you know, or their body would smell.
Uh-huh.
Well, they'd buried at the little church house.
I mean, the
funeral
house. Yeah, and what did they put the body in? They put the body
coffin,
in?
Coffin. Or casket.
Yeah. What was the first word you used?
Coffin.
Yeah. Now, and then they had the service was called the...
You know, my uncle used to make caskets or boxes, and it took 52 feet of lumber to make a coffin, and they made it out of walnut.
Is that right?
It didn't hardly rot in the ground.
Uh-huh. Is that right? 52 feet of lumber.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that
And made it for $7 in that day and time.
Yeah. And if the family's all wearing black, you'd say the family's in
morning clothes.
Yeah. And if someone's troubling, he seems to be very troubled about something, and you want to, you'd say, now everything will be all right. Don't
worry.
Yeah. And something, a disease, you get people get older and they start to ache in the joints. You say they probably have
arthritis.
All right. And this is a disease that took the lives, especially of children. It used to choke them to death. What?
Diphtheria, they
yeah.
had.
Let
me tell you,
sure.
when I was growing up, you know, small,
yeah.
in the school up here,